Macau prosecutors want Alvin Chow back on trial on fraud charges. Alvin Chow, the founder and former chairman of casino junket operator Sun City Group, recently won a reprieve when a court in Macau rejected fraud charges against him. That reprieve may be short-lived, as prosecutors will try to appeal the decision. Prosecutors don't give up. The Macau prosecutor's office has decided to lodge an appeal with the Court of Final Appeal. It claims that it intends to revive the fraud charges against Chow and other Sun City representatives. This alteration arises from accusations that Chow had engaged in illicit money laundering activities. Chow and the others were found not guilty of fraud charges, asserting that the allegations of illicit gambling at the former Sun City resort were baseless. In a verdict delivered in October, the Second Circuit Court of Macau validated their plea, upholding their case. As a result, Chow and his allies are exempt from reimbursing the casinos in Macau for any financial losses. However, prosecutors hope to reverse the court's decision and increase the amount owed. This may alter the 25 billion Hong Kong dollars, 3.2 billion United States dollars, Chow and Sun City have to give the Macau government. Prosecutors maintain their stance that Chow must face stricter penalties, including the reimbursement of 2.08 billion Hong Kong dollars, 266 million United States dollars, to casino operators. The end of an era for Sun City. In November 2021, Chow was apprehended and sent to Kowloon Prison. His detainment stemmed from numerous allegations, including fraud and involvement in unlawful gambling activities. The court's proceedings spanned over half a year, culminating in a verdict on January 18, 2023. The verdict decreed that Chow would serve a prison term of 18 years while facing the obligation to reimburse five of Macau's six casino operators. Wynn Macau was to receive 770 million Hong Kong dollars, 100.1 million United States dollars, Galaxy Entertainment 550 million Hong Kong dollars, 71.5 million United States dollars, MGM China 300 million Hong Kong dollars, 39 million United States dollars, Sands China 290 million Hong Kong dollars, 37.7 million United States dollars, and SJM Holdings 170 million Hong Kong dollars, 22.1 million United States dollars. Prosecutors and Chow both sought relief from the judgment with the Second Circuit Court, which rendered its ruling in October. The court, while absolving Chow of the fraud allegations, upheld his 18-year incarceration term and increased the overall penalty. Instead of a penalty of 8.6 billion Hong Kong dollars, 1.1 billion United States dollars, to the casino operators and the government, the court raised the fine to 25 billion Hong Kong dollars. It also ordered that all of the money be given to the government.